In our last two episodes, we heard briefly from Yeshua and Shaul regarding what they said about Torah. Yeshua said that it would not pass away until all was accomplished. Shaul called it holy and just, and that without it we would not have known what sin is. So with two strong supporters of Torah, how can we relate that today? Time will not permit me to provide a sufficient answer. However, let me provide you with a few nuggets. If you understand Torah first, from a Jewish perspective, everything else will fall into place, including the new covenant in relation to Messiah. Many of his teachings dealt with providing a proper understanding of Torah, directly from the author himself. When people say that it is impossible for anyone to keep all of Torah, I want you to understand that they are both correct and incorrect. They are correct in that it is impossible for anyone to keep all of Torah because not all of Torah applies to everyone. There are instructions specifically for the priesthood. If you are not a priest, they don't apply. If you are the king of Israel, there are instructions that apply only to the king. If you are not the king of Israel, then that part of Torah doesn't apply. They are incorrect in that what does apply is not impossible to do because it can be done and has been accomplished before. When we look at someone like Zechariah, father of Yochanan the Immerser, John the Baptist, in Luke chapter 1 and verses 5 and 6, in the days of Herod, king of Judah, there was a Kohen named Zechariah who belonged to the Aviah division. His wife was a descendant of Aaron and her name was Elisheva. Both of them were righteous before God, observing all the mitzvot and ordinances of Adonai blamelessly. I would like to provide some additional context to verse 6 and state that both Zechariah and Elisheva were deemed righteous through observing all the mitzvot and ordinances that applied to them. Zechariah and Elisheva had different standards to maintain. Zechariah was both a man and a Kohen, so he had different mitzvot than his wife. The point being that they did everything that was required of them and therefore viewed to be righteous and blameless before Adonai. In order to gain understanding regarding Torah, you need to study Torah and apply it in the context of Yeshua's teachings. We go through the Torah each year by doing what is known as the Parsha, Torah divided into weekly portions that, regardless of where you are studied in congregations throughout the world at the same time. I strongly encourage everyone listening to pursue such a study. It will forever change your life, just like when you first accepted Yeshua as Messiah and Savior. When Yeshua said, "My yoke is easy," he was referring to Torah in its proper intended context. During the month of June, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message Covenant Confusion to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish Synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. So until next time when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.